Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, bright and early today. Call us for the finale against the Marlins and that game that Luis Severino pitched yesterday. Just such a high emotion for the team. How do you think, as you see some of the hitters were posting on Instagram about how good Luis did yesterday, how do you think that the trickle-down effect can spread throughout the team from what happened yesterday?
Huge. Like you say, even the position players, they were right behind him. And, you know, for the pitchers, it's contagious, you know. You have Manaea going seven the day before. Sevy goes and throws a complete game. He's you know, he gets everyone going here. So it was an amazing game, special. A good one overall.
I do like that little subplot of Manaea was watching you and Peterson was watching you as you were talking to Severino. How much do these guys kind of want a situation where they go 8 or 9 and they have the same thing? How much does that example kind of push those guys along to try to go even further next time?
Yeah, 100%. And I had these conversations with them. And even when I take them, after 84 or 87 pitches, you know, the day after, you know, in between the outings, I'm having the conversations where I'm coming from. So they know, you know, what the process is when I'm making those decisions. And it goes the opposite way too, you know, like, hey, man, like, I'll give you the ball there because this and that. I push you because of the situation where this is where we were at bullpen-wise, the scoreboard. So, and then yesterday, you know, up 4, the way Sevy was throwing the baseball in that conversation in the 8th inning, and I could feel, you know, Manaea and Peterson and those guys staring at, you know, the two of us. I'm just glad that it worked out. I'm proud of Sevy, and, you know, there's a special group there.
He gets Starling Marte back today, and I know he's been out for a while, and he only played 6 minor league games, so I think that's fairly quick to get a guy back. How do you anticipate using him, knowing that he might still need a little bit of time to get that warmed up?
Yeah, and, you know, there's so much technology now. You know, the guys, you know, hit up velo machines and things like that, that I think it was just more like physically, how's he feeling, his ability to play 9 innings if we needed to. We got to be smart. You know, I'm excited to have him in the lineup again. He's a big part of this team, but also understanding that we got to take care of him. We have to monitor him. I don't think, you know, I'll anticipate seeing Marte, you know, 3-4 days in a row, especially where we at and what he's going through. So he's going to be a big part of this team, and I'm just excited to write his name in the lineup.
Seeing a new pitcher today on the Miami side, Valente Bellozo, who is not a guy that throws very hard. It kind of reminds me of Yanni Chirinos, just a lot of pitches that work when they work, and he's got a little deception. What have you seen from him? Because he's, in the short time he's been up in the major leagues, just 5 starts, he's been pretty good.
Yeah, pitchability. He's going to move the ball around. He's going to try to keep hitters off balance. He's going to make us chase because there's not much of a, you know, velo or overpowering stuff, you know, kind of like what you see nowadays. He's completely the opposite. This is a guy that, like I said, knows what he's doing on the mound. He knows how to manipulate the baseball, and we just got to stick to our approaches and hit our pitches that we can do damage, and not trying to chase and do too much because of the velo's not there.
11 a.m. was in D.C. for the 4th of July. 12 is nothing, right?
It's part of what we do, right? It's a weird time, but, hey, there's no excuses. You know, everybody's going to go through it. Guys are ready to go.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.